from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, the 11th day of April, 2010. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live. We're going to have open phones as well at 888-201-2244 to get involved on air, 888-201-2244. Okay, this is all fresh news here in front of me. I took off Thursday and Friday to be with my family and work on spring cleaning around the hacienda, but did a lot of research in my downtime there. We're going to be going over all of it today. My take on roughly half of the upper echelon leadership of Poland dying in that plane crash yesterday. We are also going to be getting into the fact that CNN and MSNBC are now equating Confederate soldiers with terrorists and now demonizing our military, claiming they could be terrorists. As they move into this phase of using Homeland Security against the American people and declaring anyone that doesn't want government-run health care, anyone that doesn't want open borders, anyone that doesn't want a world government, anyone that doesn't want the banks looting us as terrorists. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Also, Ohio official tells residents to arm themselves amid police cuts. Finally, some county leaders in this country, they're telling the public the truth. No matter how many police you've got, Chicago and New York have more than any other cities in the U.S. per capita. They have the highest crime rates. But it's not the police's job, nor can they protect you from crime. It's your job to go out and buy guns. What's amazing about the short piece we're going to play later from local television there in this county in Ohio is that everybody ran out and bought guns and got gun training as soon as the police told them to buy guns. Why would you need the sheriff's department to tell you that it's your job to protect yourself to have you go out and buy guns? That is some of what we'll be discussing. We have Volcker, the head of Obama's economic team. We have the head of the private Federal Reserve, Bernanke, and others calling for carbon taxes, VAT taxes, and massive tax increases to, quote, get our financial house in order, when it's these very same private central banks that have engineered the implosion that we're in right now. And amazingly, we have a video. MSNBC's Rattigan remarkably tells the truth about bankster scam. We're going to play a clip of that. It's an 11-minute clip that we have linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but I'm just going to play the first 2.5 minutes coming back in the next segment, where Rattigan specifically lays out that the healthcare takeover was a government robbery for private corporations, insurance companies, and banks, that tens of trillions have been stolen by the banks, that it's a mafia, that it's all staged. I don't know how MSNBC is letting this guy get up on TV and tell the truth like this. The only other person I know of that is doing this is, Ron Paul, but he doesn't have a TV show every day, the congressman. And, of course, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's just a contributor on Fox. Just amazing to see this happening. That's a question we could ask listeners. Why are they allowing the truth to be said on television? Is it that TV is losing so many of their ratings that they're desperate to tell the truth to try to retain some credibility and some modicum of viewership? That is coming up today as well. And also, in the last few days, came across a bunch of mainstream articles about how deadly the flu vaccine is and other vaccines the population is being given. And driving into work today on the local affiliate that carries my show here in Austin, 590 AM, KLBJ, I heard Dr. Dina Dell just up there saying vitamins are bad for you, all the drugs companies push are good, all the vaccines are good, it's a conspiracy theory if you say they aren't, when every day 800,000 dosages of kids H1N1 vaccine recalled, MSNBC. H1N1 spread linked to seasonal flu shots. Yeah, the shots are giving it to you. That's 4 government studies out of Canada. Chinese vaccine scare revives product safety fears. The Times of India. CNN, feds found Pfizer too big to nail, knowing one of their drugs was killing people. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hello. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 11th day of April, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And then, of course, we come back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Okay, let me run down the news we're going to cover in the next 2 hours. Volcker, carbon tax, VAT should be on the table. Wall Street Journal, that's the head of Obama's economic team. Here's another one from AFP. U.S. faces difficult tax choices, says Bernanke. He says they need trillions more, and then they won't tell the public where the money goes once they steal it. Meanwhile, Ron Paul won the all-important CPAC, the only person in the history of the big Republican convention that they have every year is Ronald Reagan. So he has the second most votes ever in a straw poll. Republican event this weekend down in New Orleans at the Southern Republican Convention, Congressman Ron Paul got second place to Mitt Romney with only one vote away from being first place. Eyeing another presidential bid, Texas Republican Ron Paul is telling Republican activists that the American people have awoken because Washington won't address the nation's fiscal crisis. Paul ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 08. He spoke Saturday to the Southern Republican Leadership Conference, a so-called cattle call for potential presidential candidates. He got second place, only losing by 1 point. Why do I bring that up? Ron Paul, here he is in the Wall Street Journal, says Barack Obama is not a socialist. He is a corporatist. And that's the big, dirty secret here. Socialist is bad. Corporatist even worse. What did Benito Mussolini say in 1932? He said we should not be called fascist. We should be called corporatist. We're a select group of mega corporations use government to take over the economy, use regulators to shut down their competition, use government to force citizens to buy their products and to create cartels and monopolies. Because we've got Newt Gingrich all over the news this weekend saying Obama is the most radical president in U.S. history. Well, the most radical things in modern history that are unconstitutional are happening right now in the United States. But there's nothing radical about Barack H. Obama compared to Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich called for global carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich called for unbridled executive power. Newt Gingrich called for the banker bailouts. But he thinks you're going to forget that, and he plans to run for president in 2011 into 2012. Obama isn't some communist being run out of Moscow. Obama got more money, four times the money, from Wall Street than John McCain did. Again, we're not saying John McCain's good. The point is they were both bought and paid for, and the clear winner, the clear person the establishment wanted was Obama, a slick Harvard lawyer reading off of a teleprompter and going along with Bush on the $28+ trillion robbery that has happened since the banks were given unlimited power to take over our society. And so if we sit here as libertarians or conservatives or people that want smaller government and who don't like corruption and say this is some communist takeover, that's what the bankers want. They do not want you to hear what Ron Paul has to say or what I have to say or what Dylan Radigan on MSNBC is saying, that the insurance companies wrote the government takeover bill on record. I had Ron Paul on Monday. Towards the end of the show, I'm going to play a short clip before he talks about this is corporate takeover. This is fascism. Dylan Radigan on Friday. I mean, I cannot believe this type of truth is on national television. I'm going to play a short clip of it in a moment. But when Gingrich calls banker puppet Obama most radical president in American history, this is complete make-believe. Obama is horrible. He clearly is an Indonesian citizen. He's not eligible to be president. He's a fraud. He's anti-American, but he is a puppet. And what the system does is they get us trained to get angry at the puppet. And then when the puppet gets taken out in 4 years, they put a new group of puppets in. We have to be based on issues. We have to be based on facts. We have to be based on the Constitution and be constitutionalist. And then when we're focused on the real issues and not Rick Perry's hair or Sarah Palin's cleavage, when we're focused not on Barack Obama's chestnut skin and his handsome cheekbones, but on his actions, then this whole takeover will implode. Ladies and gentlemen, then this fraud will disintegrate. When we stop looking at the packaging, whether it's an old white man or a woman, it doesn't matter. It's the character of their deeds. It's the fruits. It is by their fruits that you will know them. The left right now thinks they've had a big victory and they're about to get free health care. In fact, I saw an article Wednesday and I forgot to cover it. Confusion over health care. Where's the free care? Confusion over free health care. That was AP. The people are saying, where's my free health care? You're not going to get free health care. They're going to cut Medicare and Medicaid, lower the quality you get, and then put you on that and force blue-collar people to buy overpriced insurance. 30 million new customers. That's why anybody who's read the bill or read the lobbying points or saw the numbers that came out last week that from Congress that 94% of the lobbying money spent by big pharma, by HMOs, and by the big insurance companies, the health insurance companies, 94% was spent to pass the bill. That's why Warren Buffett, who owns stock in more than 10 major insurance companies, that's the main business of Berkshire Hathaway, why do you think he lobbied for it? Why do you think he spent millions? Why do you think he got up on television and said how great it was? Because as John D. Rockefeller the first said, competition is a sin. The biggest fortunes are made through government contracts and corporate welfare. And that's all Obama did. A Republican could have never gotten away with this. But by coming out, acting like he's a communist, having half of his cabinet praise Mao Zedong and Fidel Castro, and having Fidel Castro praise them, it gives the illusion that communism and socialism is some type of grassroots wealth redistribution. It is not a wealth redistribution to the poor people from the haves. It is the elite robbing the middle class and then giving a little bit of chicken feed to the lower echelons. And I know we talk about this a lot, but if we do not become fully awake to this true paradigm, it's over. In fact, I sent the guys a Gary Allen quote in the IMs from None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Well, will you guys print that off again for me? Because I want to be able to read that quote. It's one of the last quotes I sent you in the IM this morning. I want to be able to read from that quote when we come back to be able to break this down. Then we're going to get into just a few minutes of MSNBC's Dylan Radigan remarkably tells the truth about bankster scam. If you want to watch the whole video, it's 11 minutes long. It's posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And after I finish up with what the bankers are doing, how they're calling for all these new taxes, how the people have to face the truth and realize this is a organized criminal looting that's taking place right now. I'm going to get into CNN article equates Confederate soldiers with terrorists. And another one, corporate media connects Houthi members to U.S. military. So, as I've been telling you, they're going to demonize gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. They're going to demonize anybody who isn't a globalist, who isn't for world government, and they are going to stage violent provocations and events in this country in the coming months as a pretext to try to discredit anyone speaking up against government corruption. This is called a false flag or self-inflicted wound. And now the government paid for anarchists are saying this month they're going to be invading all the Tea Party rallies. In fact, I've got one of the flyers, one of the big anarchist groups put out where they said, have racist signs, call for violence, pose as a Tea Partier to make them look bad. I mean, this is amazing information that is going on here. And we have to understand that the globalists are able to do this because the people aren't aware of these tricks. We'll be right back after this quick break. Cracking the code, exposing the globalist paradigm, how they manipulate and control our minds. We'll be right back.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three cans.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If we allow the establishment to set the parameters of debate and say, oh, you conservatives or libertarians or constitutionalists or Tea Party people, you just don't want poor people to get health care, they will end up winning. But if we tell the truth and explain that the insurance companies, the precious big corporations that Republicans are always defending, wrote this legislation, we can overturn it. It's discriminatory. It cuts care. The socialists out there at the grassroots need to understand there's no such thing as a free lunch. The only time government gives you something for free is because they want to set the precedent to rob another group in society. Now, I want to read you a quote of one of the late Congressman Larry McDonald's associates who wrote the best-selling book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. If one understands that socialism is not a share-the-wealth program, but is in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all. Instead, it becomes logical, even the perfect tool of power-seeking megalomaniacs. Communism, or more accurately, socialism, is not a movement of the downtrodden masses, but of the economic elite. And what did Ron Paul say over the weekend? He pointed out that Obama is a corporatist, that he is not even a socialist. And, of course, Ron Paul is against socialism, but he understands that it is the elite funding and financing this to control society. They don't want new wealth. They don't want middle classes rising up. The U.S. has been one of the only countries in history with a large middle class. It was the engine of liberty, the engine of wealth. But the elites don't want that. Take Mexico. Forbes reported this year that they have more billionaires in Mexico per capita than the U.S. does. Only 100 million people down there versus 300 million. They have more billionaires than the most wealthy country in the world. They also have one of the poorest populations. Incredible wealth is derived from monopolies and cartels. Now, I'm going to get into the banking situation because the banks are taking over the planet. They're announcing world government to be run by private banks. No more denial about this. This is the facts. And all the yuppies and people that think they shouldn't get involved or that everything's going to be okay, things are not going to be okay if you don't get up off your hind end and wake up to what's really happening. But I wanted to play a short clip of Dylan Radigan describing what the Federal Reserve is doing and explaining the scam. And then he even mentions the truth about health care being a scam and a wealth transfer to the elites, not a giveaway program to the poor. Here's that clip.
Well, in America today, we are getting closer to fully exposing the greatest con and cover-up in the history of this country. It involves our banks, the Federal Reserve, our Congress, and, of course, you and me. First, though, think of the Fed as the godfather in this con.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
The role of the godfather, played by former Fed Chief Alan Greenspan, who appeared before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission this morning, denying that he ever knew what he helped perpetrate.
The notion that we in any way favored any of them or basically were influenced with respect to policy by what they said other than the facts they gave us, which we always evaluated, I saw no evidence of that in my tenure.
And he may not have had favorite among the banks. It's because Greenspan was working for all of the banks against you. The bankers, of course, the unrepentant con men being supported by the Federal Reserve.
You picked him clean. You never missed him.
Remember that sting experience? How good you felt?
So good getting that money for free, getting away with it. Here's how the con went down. The bankers were operating under an implicit guarantee from the godfather, the Federal Reserve, in the form of guaranteed low interest rates, guaranteed cheap money exclusively for the con men. Then Chairman Greenspan, the godfather, would agree to hold those rates, but let's say 2% for as far as the eye could see. The banks, or bankers, the con men, would borrow that money from the Federal Reserve, let's say 2%, and then turn around and lend it back to you at, let's say, 6%. That encouraged the patsies, you and me, to be drawn into the con because 6% looks like a pretty low rate. Low rates for houses, low rates for cars. Heck, you can join a health club, pay, make that on payments, they'll turn that into bonds, and of course, promises of a higher than average return for those managing teachers and policemen's and judges' pension funds that are buying into the con as well. And here exactly is where the con comes in. As you and I both know, the banks had no money. They were getting it from the Federal Reserve, which is us. It's funny money. They had no capital to back up their lending. But that did not matter because they also had no risk in the lending. If the lending paid off, they win. And they won big when they did that because they did it with leverage. Top Manhattan executives alone paid themselves $121 billion in bonuses over the first part of the decade. Now, mind you, when the bank loans failed, they knew they were too big to fail. So the rest of us, you and me, would have to bail them out. The ignorant electorate, if you will. The patsies, who had no idea, and really still don't, understand how badly they are being conned by our government and our banks. Once the banks, however, realized there was no losing, the question was, how do we make the con bigger? How do we get more money through this crazy machine so we can get richer? The question, or the answer, I should say, is simple. Make more loans, more credit card loans. Think of all the credit card applications that were sent over the past 10 years. More car loans is the reason
generally. Then he goes into how the health care bill just makes 30-plus million people go buy insurance from insurance companies themselves owned by the banks as a new way to get more money while they cut the standard of care. It's incredible. That's just a small clip of it. I want to give credit where credit is due. So now we're to the point of the same private central banks who bought up all the real resources as the Ponzi scheme was being inflated, now coming in and saying, we're going to kill the economy if you don't continue to give us trillions and trillions of dollars to do with whatever we wish every year. So they're holding us hostage. Remember a year and a half ago during October 2008, the Congress wouldn't pass it. They were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout. It wasn't a bailout. It was a takeover. And they said, we will have martial law. We will have a depression if you don't do this. The market went down over 2,000 points. And so Congress went ahead and passed it. Now they're back, and they're saying the economy is going to die. They're not going to cut the size of government. They're just going to cut the services. The government's going to get bigger, but most of the government spending will be on interest to the debt to the bankers that got the money out of nothing, out of thin air. And so here's the Wall Street Journal, Volcker. Carbon tax, VAT, should be on the table. And he says the only way to get our economy out of the problem we have is to pass a value-added tax, national sales tax, and carbon tax. Well, Newt Gingrich is promoting the carbon tax. What is he doing then criticizing Obama when Obama's chief financial expert who runs it for the White House, the head of his economic committee, is calling for it? Here's another one. U.S. faces difficult tax choices, says Bernanke. So the bankers that have robbed us are now saying we're going to raise all these new taxes on top of the health care taxes, on top of the income taxes, on top of all the unfunded mandates to the states that is in the health care bill, and they're just getting started. We'll be right back.
Oh,
my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. This has happened throughout history over and over again. The international arm of the private Federal Reserve System, the IMF and World Bank, the quasi-governmental holding companies, have bankrupted third world nations over and over and over again. They do not want free market. They do not want a middle class. They do not want you living well. They want to run your life. And this is happening to Western Europe. It's happening to Greece. It's happening to Iceland. It's happening to Canada. It's happening to all of our nations. And open world government. This is covered in Fall of the Republic that came out 3 months ago. It's covered in Invisible Empire that premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv, our new film, 18 Months in the Making, coming up on the 15th, on Thursday. In their own words saying a planetary government run by the private central banks, they have captured our governments. They have gotten our governments in debt to them. It's all made up out of nothing. It is a total fraud. This is the main issue. I had Ron Paul on last week live with us, and I brought up this fact that the healthcare takeover was really a corporate fascist takeover and wasn't even socialism, and that's bad enough. And the congressman agreed with me. Here's part of that exchange. And, Dennis Kucinich, before he flip-flopped, and others said this was nothing but a boondoggle for the insurance companies. And I've looked at the lobbying numbers. 90-plus percent of the big healthcare HMO insurance companies, drug companies, 90-plus percent of the lobbying money went for this bill. So isn't that a... Isn't it a red herring when they say, oh, the right-wingers just don't want poor people to get care? I mean, really all this is government coming in, teamed up with corporations to basically lower the standard of care but make more money?
I think that's absolutely right. We don't have the classical socialized medicine. We're not on the verge of having that. I don't even think Obama was pushing it. He was pushing for corporate medicine. You know, he was not to destroy the insurance companies. They might have complained a bit to get their best deal, but they're pretty happy right now. You know, they have a lot more customers. The bills will be paid, and they'll do quite fine. But we have the corporations get involved, and you know, we talked a lot about the military industrial complex. There's a a medical industrial complex too. You know, all the big corporations and governments. And they do spend a lot of money, you know, on lobbying. So there's some big bucks made. And we've conditioned, somehow or another, our country has been conditioned to believe that medicine is different. You deliver medicine and the world does it better. The government has to do it. Everybody has a right to medical care. But therefore, the government has to give you this right and take care of it. And we're not even close to changing that attitude. Matter of fact, when I say that on TV, it sort of shocks people. What? You're saying, people, I don't have a right to medical care? Of course not. You have a right to your life. You have a right to your liberty. You have a right to your life where you can take care of your medical care.
Well, Congressman, you've been a medical doctor for 40 years. I mean, you know better than anybody. You can go watch the full interview at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A government big enough to give you anything you want is big enough to take it all away, and they do throughout history. You build a big government, you allow it to take people's wealth, it's going to take that wealth and give it to the most powerful interest that put the politicians in power. You, the average soccer mom or Joe Sixpack, aren't going to get any of that money. Or if you do, it's going to be $600, $700 a month, enough chicken feed just to make you dependent on the system. And that's the next phase in this. We've got half the population on some form of government assistance or getting a government paycheck or working for the government. That's the only area of the economy that's growing is the government, and it's getting more and more predatory every day. It's getting more and more oppressive each and every day. So we're going to be covering that. But a great example of the fact that the government cannot and will not protect you is a story out of USA Today, and I'm going to play a clip from WKYC television out of this county in Ohio. Ohio official tells residents to arm themselves amid police cuts. When the sheriff's department in Ashitubla County, Ohio, was cut from 112 to 49 deputies, just one vehicle was left to patrol the 720-square-mile country. That's how much bureaucracy they've got? There's 49 deputies and only one car? Another example of government. Ask what residents should do for protection. Common Pleas Judge Alfred Mackey replied, arm themselves, and added, we're going to have to look after each other. Area gun dealers and instructors told local television in Cleveland they had noticed an uptick in sales and interest in self-defense classes. Now, We are finally hearing the truth here. I have heard countless 911 calls. I know you've heard them, where the woman is saying, he's busting in, he's got a knife, he's got a gun, he's coming, he's killing me, help me. And the operator's saying, what's your address? Where are you, ma'am? 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 And you hear the woman gargling blood. She's been stabbed. I mean, we could pull some of those clips up right now, but you've all heard them. The average 911 call takes more than 10 minutes. Some counties it's 15, some counties it's 5 or 6 minutes. But the point is, the police cannot protect you. And people always sue the police when they don't show up to a robbery or a rape or a murder and say, you didn't show up. And the courts always find the police are there to respond to a crime, to enforce law, and to carry out justice, to arrest the suspected perpetrators. It is not their job to protect you. And they have no liability and no responsibility to protect you. That's why it's so asinine in Chicago and New York and other big crime boss run cities that they have total gun bans for the citizens and they have the highest crime rates. Because the cops can't and won't protect you. It's just like any disaster, any earthquake, any hurricane, any problem, any robbery. You've got to protect yourself. Who protects Alex Jones? Alex Jones. Who should protect Joe Smith out there? Joe Smith. It's very elementary. Let's play a short clip from this newscast out of Ohio. And they're so amazed that the local authorities are telling the truth and saying, arm yourself, protect yourself. But the bigger issue here is the newscast reports people flooded gun shops and gun training facilities to get training with firearms because the cops told them, we can't protect you. The cops could never protect you. But because the authority figure tells you to go out and buy a gun, you flood out and get guns. I mean, I see these adults that send their wonderful, intelligent daughters and sons off to college where they get raped and killed because they never taught them how to defend themselves. All these women out there, I see these Brinks TV ads where some thug breaks in and the woman cowers with her kids and calls 911 and Brinks calls and the alarm runs him off. That's all fine and dandy. I think alarms are great to warn you somebody's breaking in and, yes, to alert the police. But in the meantime, all that's between you and that methamphetamine or PCP head is your Smith & Wesson. Here's the local news.
Tabula County are apparently taking the advice of their public officials to buy guns and learn how to use them. The county is facing huge cuts in law enforcement, and Channel 3's Dick Russ found that residents there are concerned about this.
Well, you know, over the month, the strength of the Sheriff's Department in Ashtabula County has been reduced by more than half because of budget cuts and the resulting layoffs. It's been suggested people will have to protect themselves, and many are doing just that.
When there's only one patrol car per shift for the entire county, and that's over 700 square miles, it may have been just a matter of time until Ashtabula County residents heard this advice.
Arm themselves, be very careful, and just be vigilant because we're going to have to look after each other.
Gun dealers and firearms instructors in the county say their business has really picked up since the sheriff department layoff started.
As far as him telling you to arm yourselves and protect yourselves, you don't have any other option.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to ask the question, why are there 43 sheriffs but only one on duty? Because the rest is bureaucracy. And the other issue, taxes are way up, government's bigger than ever, Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. But all over the country, all the so-called services are shutting down because everything's going to the bankers.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi. For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
System is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
More than 10 states are on the verge of going bankrupt or have gone bankrupt, like California and Illinois. And federal money is coming in to prop them up. Federal money that came from the states to begin with. It's the same thing in Western Europe, the same thing in England. Gordon Brown, I will end take-it-or-leave-it public services. Labor manifesto centers on pledge to allow failing schools, hospitals, and police forces to be taken over by the federal government in England, which is even more bureaucracy, more taxes, more control. Same thing here in the United States. I saw a story just a few weeks ago in Alabama. A few weeks before that, I saw a story out of Schenectady, New York, with the headline. In fact, people won't believe it. Print, martial law, Schenectady, New York, MSNBC. And it said, the county that Schenectady's in, hundreds of thousands of people, we're asking Homeland Security to put U.S. Army on the streets because our police are so corrupt and have been caught dealing drugs and raping people. I mean, it's like War of the Worlds or Road Warrior or something. I mean, just complete collapse of society. And all over the nation, they're slashing fire, police, roads. Take Austin, Texas. They spend $150 million a year for the buses that less than 1% of Austin rides. And they spend $76 million a year in Austin on roads. And we have the head of the Department of Transportation in the New York Times 2 weeks ago saying we are anti-car and are going to stop funding roads. The feds take your tax money, your gas tax money, and they say cars are the enemy. Again, microcosm where I live, $2.6 billion in the next 3 years if the city council passes it. They said they passed it last month. They haven't yet, thank God. Austin Energy announced $2.6 billion in taxes in the next 3 years on gas, propane, and, of course, on your electricity. That's more than the entire city budget every year over 3 years. Hundreds and hundreds of new taxes. While they don't fix the roads, everything shuts down, and they cut police. But notice this case in Ohio. They have 49 deputies. They cut from 112, and now they only have one per shift or three cops out of that number a day. Three cops on patrol in a 24-hour period. But they've got a giant jail full of people, and there's a huge government facility with 49 cops in it, but they're not for you. And guaranteed, those cops, when they are out on the road, they're not going to be responding to burglaries or car theft or robberies. They're going to be out there writing tickets, raising revenue, and the states have all been ordered to raise revenue. They've told state police, that was in the AP last week, on Monday, don't give people the 5-mile-an-hour cushion. If the speed limit says 65 and they're going 70, give them a ticket. If the speed limit says 40 and they're going 41 miles an hour, give them a ticket. Squeeze everything out of these people. But don't arrest the illegals, sanctuary cities. Don't arrest them for drunk driving. Don't arrest them for no ID. Don't arrest them for unpaid parking tickets. But citizens, squeeze the daylights out of them. Why does the government want the illegals here? Why do they let them operate under a different set of rules? Because they're to drive down the wages and bankrupt the states, which is what the banks want. The banks, just like they don't want a farmer to ever pay their note, they want the house, they want the farm, they want your country, they want your society. Ohio official tells residents to arm themselves amid police cuts, one cop per shift in a county with over 100,000 people in it. One cop per shift. For all those people, after all those years, you paid all that money. It's all gone to the bankers. Everything goes to them, just like Nigeria or Argentina. We are being bankrupted like Iceland and Greece. It's happening. And there's always more money for the federal government. And then as the states implode, as the society falls apart, what's their answer? What do they say is going to happen? Don't worry. The government's going to nationalize everything. The car companies, energy, factories, businesses, the public schools, the public colleges, everything. And anybody who's got any money left or has a job or has a business or has a restaurant or has a hotel or has a car lot or has a construction company, your taxes are going to go up to over 80%. That's the announcement made in the last 2 years by the UN and the private consortium of banks. They're going to take everything you've got and pump it offshore to them. And as the services get cut, they're going to hold the public hostage and say, you've got to pay more taxes or there'll be no police. You've got to pay more taxes or there'll be no schools. The federal budget tripled under Bush. Now under Obama, he spent more than Bush all the way back to George Washington, and suddenly there's no money because it's a black hole of debt designed to take down the society, designed to fully implode society. Okay, I'm going to take some calls right now in the next few segments, and then coming up, now here it is, Schenectady mayor considers options, martial law over police woes. This is out of the Capital Region News. Here's another one, NBC. I mean, you can't make this up. Here's another one, FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. And what's in... my article here. I've got the article here in my stack. What's in the Wall Street Journal? They admit what I've been telling you for over a decade. Almost all television, not just news, but almost all of the sitcoms and dramas you watch, I coined the term over a decade ago, propaganda placement. They are now giving it their own name, This is Wall Street Journal. What your TV is telling you to do is the headline. They call it behavior placement. And NBC says their new model will not be traditional advertising for product placement. Somebody pops a Budweiser, somebody pops a Coca-Cola, somebody pops a Pepsi, somebody walks out to their new Mustang and says, oh, I love my new Mustang, in a movie or a TV show. That was paid for by a corporation. Guess what NBC and others are announcing their new main focus of revenue is going to be? Because there's no economy left now for real advertising. Guess what it's going to be? It's already been this. I coined the term propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. This is Wall Street Journal, April 7th. This came out 4 days ago. What your TV is telling you to do. NBC Universal shows are sending viewers signals to recycle, exercise, and eat right. Why? Because they're being paid by the federal government. And again, it sounds reasonable. The government wants to use your tax money to tell you what to eat, what to do, what to wear, but it sets the precedent, and that's only a small part of the messages. Bush was spending tens of billions a year on fake news and messages. Pro-vaccine, pro-Prozac, anti-homeschooler messages, anti-family messages, pro-police state messages, pro-toll road messages. It's already been going on for decades, folks. I discovered this more than 10 years ago because I read the federal purchase orders. But now the majority of what you see on big marquee television programs is all paid for by your tax money. And that's why you can't watch any show without an anti-Second Amendment message, a pro-open border message, a pro-banker bailout message. You are living in the greatest propaganda state the world has ever seen. We're going to go to break, come back. I'm going to take calls nonstop till the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to get into this that I just mentioned, all the propaganda. And then mainstream news still throws it in your face what's happening, but spins it like it's a good thing. But now under government control, you won't even hear news like this because it'll all be approved. MSNBC, 800,000 dosages of kids H1N1 vaccine recalled. Here's a report out of topnews.us that's got a link to five government and university studies showing that H1N1 spread linked to seasonal flu shots. Well, that came out at the time. It was the regular seasonal flu shot that we noticed in the ingredients said it had attenuated H1N1. They were giving people the H1N1 in the shots. But record numbers of people in Europe, England, the United States, and Canada refused, because of us getting the word out and others, to take the flu shot. And so we had record low numbers of flu. And now I've got an article where the federal government says, oh, my gosh, there's apathy about how dangerous viruses are. You better line up and roll up your sleeve and take the shots. So you're being conditioned. You're being brainwashed. And they're trying to set the precedent they did in Boston and Massachusetts and in New York State to make people take the shots forcibly when the shots are chemical and bioweapon cocktails on record. It's about eugenics and population reduction. We have the government documents. That's coming up as well in the next hour. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.